Spoken version of this ShareMaestro market report. Full article. Jabil's 20.7% rebound restores a trend cushion, but pressure has not confirmed it. Jabil finished the week at $363.10 after a 6.4% gain, outperforming its technology sector and electronic components industry, while volume and activity pressure left the setup mixed. Research brief. Jabil's weekly picture is constructive, but not clean. Price is 17.1% above the ShareMaestro trend line, and the trend backdrop remains active. Yet activity pressure is negative, and latest volume ran at only 0.9 times the 13-week average. The stock ranks well within U.S. electronic components on a 1-week and 4-week basis, but its 12-week return is still slightly negative, and the close remains 15.3% below the 52-week high. Key points. 1. JBL rose 6.4% for the week and 20.7% over 4 weeks, ahead of the U.S. technology sector's 2.9% weekly average and the U.S. electronic components industry's 2.6%. 2. The weekly trend signal remains active, with price 17.1% above the $310.20 trend line and a 66-week active streak in place. 3. Volume did not fully confirm the advance. 5.5 million shares traded, equal to 0.9 times the 13-week average of 6.2 million and 0.9x the 52-week average. 4. Market dynamics are mixed, with activity pressure at negative 0.84, while relative strength is positive, at 20.69. 5. Valuation risk is elevated on the ShareMaestro framework, with the close 99.1% above fair value and still 15.3% below the $428.90 52-week high. Price action beats the group, but the quarter is still flat. Jabil closed the week ended 14 August at $363.10, up 6.4%, adding to a 20.7% four-week recovery. That puts the manufacturing services company ahead of both its U.S. technology sector, where the average weekly gain was 2.9%, and the U.S. electronic components industry, which averaged 2.6%. Within technology, Jabil ranked 18th out of 100 on the week. Within electronic components, it ranked 9th out of 42. The longer read is less emphatic. The 12-week return is still negative 0.3%, close to the electronic components industry average of negative 0.6%, but well behind technology's 6.4% 12-week average. The stock sits in the upper part of its yearly range at 72.5%, with the 52-week low at $189.50 and the high at $428.90. That leaves a 15.3% high water gap. So the recent rebound has repaired the trend picture without returning JBL to record zone behavior. Trend signal is active, while market dynamics lag. JBL is 17.1% above its ShareMaestro trend line of $310.20, and the weekly trend backdrop has been active for 66 weeks. Trend breadth is listed at 100.0%, reflecting 52 active weeks in the latest 52-week window. Relative strength is also positive, with JBL in the 80th percentile across U.S. technology peers and a current relative strength reading of 20.69. The offset is market dynamics. Activity pressure is negative at negative 0.84, and the signal state shows no fresh activity pressure trigger despite the price advance. Sector context is also uneven. Only 40.0% of U.S. technology names show positive market dynamics, and the electronic components industry is weaker at 31.0%. That makes JBL's rebound more price-led than participation-led for now. Volume leaves the recovery short of full confirmation. Turnover was respectable but not forceful. Latest volume was 5.5 million shares, below the 13-week average of 6.2 million and the 52-week average of 6.1 million, giving both comparisons a 0.9x volume ratio. The last 2 weeks produced gains of 8.3% and 6.4%. But neither arrived with the kind of volume expansion that would suggest broader sponsorship of the move. The recent volume history also shows why confirmation matters. The heaviest week in the 26-week panel was 26 June, when 11.2 million shares traded during a negative 3.6% decline. The current rebound has not matched that participation. For next week, a move accompanied by a volume ratio above 1.5x would be a more convincing sign that buyers are pressing rather than simply allowing the stock to drift higher. Risk is balanced by trend support, stretched valuation, and weekly volatility. Jabil's risk profile is active rather than quiet. The 13-week weekly return volatility is 5.5%, slightly above the 52-week base at 5.1%. Over the last 26 weeks, 17 finished higher and 9 lower. Across the 52-week window, positive weeks outnumber negative weeks, 31 to 21. Average gains of 4.7% are modestly larger than average losses of negative 4.1%, which supports the constructive bias but does not remove drawdown risk. The valuation gap is the main caution. ShareMaestro fair value is $182.30, leaving the latest close at a 99.1% premium. Premium demand can persist while trend and relative strength remain positive, but it raises the bar for fresh confirmation. The watchlist is clear, the $310.20 trend line as the weekly regime level. Activity pressure for evidence of renewed accumulation. And volume participation if JBL attempts to close the gap toward its 52-week high. Research note, this article is for educational market research only, and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.